Adventures in Odyssey.
Hey, Olivia, wait up. Hi, Emily.
Matthew, did you hear the news about the money that the school is getting?
You mean the Millie Portmeyer grant?
Right.
How do you know about it, Matthew?
I read the school board minutes.
Wait, voluntarily? From what I heard, it's a pretty good amount of money, and the school can use it for whatever improvements they decide.
Ooh, I wonder what they'll do with it. Well, if it were up to me, I would expand the theater.
I'd paint the walls. This avocado green color hasn't been used since the 1970s, and studies suggest that shade causes depression and nausea.
I'd update all the computers. We're way behind. Technologically speaking.
Well, it doesn't matter what we do. The money will go to the athletics department. It always does. Unfortunately.
Yeah. This year, the soccer team made more catches than the football team. Hi. Can I help you?
Oh, I'm looking for room 215.
That's Mr. Travis's room. It's across the hall from where I'm going. I can show you.
Thanks. I'm Maury.
I'm Olivia. This is Matthew, Emily, and Zoe.
Hi.
Hello. Hey.
Hi.
So, are you new here?
Yeah.
Welcome to Odyssey. I've got to run a class.
Ooh, me too. See you later.
Bye, guys. So, there's a few things you should be aware of at Odyssey Middle School.
Oh, yeah?
Good morning, Matthew. Emily?
Hi.
Oh, Principal Vogler. Hey, we heard about the grant money the school received. Have you already decided where it's going? Because I thought the computer club might be able to...
I'm sorry, Matthew. The school board decides how that money is used.
Oh, right.
But they did agree with me that the student body president should have a voice in the matter. And election time is coming up.
Great. I'll be voting for whoever wants to fund the computer club.
Well, maybe you should think about running yourself.
Me? Student body president?
You come into my office all the time with one idea or another.
Something to think about,
at least. Sign-ups are in my office. Now you guys better get to class before you're tardy.
Ooh, right. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Now, why wouldn't you run?
Lots of reasons. I'm not popular enough or outgoing, and I don't like promoting myself.
But you're a good leader, and you have great ideas.
Well...
And you have one other thing going for you that makes you practically unbeatable.
What's that?
I'm going to be your campaign manager.
I can't believe I just signed up to run for student body president. What was I thinking?
You're doing a service to your school. Oh, hey, there's Olivia. I'll bet she'll help with your campaign, too. Olivia! Hey!
Hi!
Guess who's going to be the next school president? Here's a hint. It's someone who's bright, hardworking, and conscientious.
Thanks, Emily. That's very kind.
What?
I'm going to be the next school president.
You're running?
Yep. Signed up this morning.
I'm running, too.
Really? Wow. This race just got a lot more interesting.
I'll see.
Oh. Hey, what are you doing up?
You can't sleep either?
Mm-mm. Might be the two sodas I drank right before bed, but what about you?
Thinking about the election. Have some milk and cookies.
You ate all the cream filling out of them.
Sorry. You know I eat filling out of things when I'm nervous.
Oh, yeah. Like the infamous jelly donut episode. I'll just have a banana. You're not having second thoughts about running for school president, are you?
I'm way beyond second thoughts. I'm in double digits. Speeches in front of crowds, hostile questions from debate moderators, investigations into the darker parts of my childhood.
Are we still talking about middle school?
Maybe I'm making this into something scarier than it is. But I don't have the leadership skills you do.
Oh, being a leader is easy. Most people like being told what to do so they don't have to think for themselves.
Really?
Well, there's some truth to that, but mostly it's about having people skills.
You have way better people skills than I do.
Come on, it's true I would be an excellent president. But I have to admit, you'd make a good one too.
Thanks.
And you know, if I had to lose to someone, I'd want it to be you. But I probably won't lose. Just so you know.
Fair enough.
So you'll run, right?
I'll run. But I'm still nervous.
Olivia, best news ever!
What? What?
Principal Vogler said I can be the official media person for the election.
What? That's great, Zoe. But wait, then you can't be my campaign manager.
Right. But that brings me to the second best news ever.
Which is?
There's a new student who was a campaign manager twice at his previous school. Apparently, he ran some pretty amazing campaigns. His candidates won by landslides both times.
Experienced.
And successful. The school was even overseas, so he has international experience. He's like a campaign manager extraordinaire.
Who is it?
You met him yesterday. Maury Rydell.
Maury?
Sorry, no.
Why?
I've retired from politics.
You're in middle school. At this point, it's just called quitting.
I'm not sure the legislative world is for me anymore.
According to the newspaper at your old school, you have an uncanny ability to understand how to get someone elected.
You do your research.
It's my job.
Politics is tough business. People can get ugly. I've seen it.
Odyssey is different. And I'm running against my brother. My parents won't let it get ugly.
It'll be a great way to make friends at a new school.
And I could really use your help.
You've been nice to me, Olivia. Especially as the new kid. So, I'll make an exception and come out of retirement.
Yes!
Out of quitting.
Thank you, Maury. Thank you. You won't regret it.
For letting us use your supply closet for our campaign headquarters, Mr. Redekop.
Oh, no problem. Just keep it tidy.
Will do. So, Matthew, our focus groups
have... Focus groups? We have focus groups?
Well, everyone on my volleyball team in PE, but they're very opinionated.
Ah.
And the consensus was that the name Matt is more personable than Matthew.
I have to change my name?
Yeah, well, Matt seems more like a good buddy you can trust, while Matthew sounds more like the kind of kid who takes apart hair dryers in his garage.
I do take apart hair dryers in my garage.
Which brings me to another point.
You want your hair dryer back?
No. Our focus group
volleyball team
doesn't find you, relatable.
So in addition to a new name, I need a new personality too?
You don't need to change your personality. You just need to be likable.
Like kissing babies and telling jokes?
Well, there aren't many babies in middle school, but you should lighten up a bit. You know, be funnier and warmer.
Okay, I'll try to be good old likable Matt.
Great, because I already had the posters made up. See?
Matt Parker, your friend for president.
Your slogan is, vote Olivia for a better tomorrow.
Like it.
Good. And let's talk about the polls.
Polls, yes, good. Polls.
The computer club vote looks good for Matthew. You have the drama club wrapped up.
Of course.
And the athletes and band members are still undecided. I suggest we start with the band.
Ooh, the band members are still mad at me because I knocked out one of their tuba players when I was in flag corps last year.
Don't give up on them because of that. Instead, ask, what can I do for them? Everybody wants something.
Okay. So what do the band members want?
Well, their number one concern is getting new uniforms.
You mean those hats with the giant feather dusters in them?
I wouldn't refer to them as that, but yes.
Oh, okay. Well, anything else?
They want more respect.
Well, then maybe they should rethink the giant feather dusters.
There are a lot of band members. It could really boost your campaign to get them in your corner.
Yeah, right. But how can I convince them that I'm the best choice for president?
I'm glad you asked. I have a few ideas.
Unfortunately, you're not getting the honor you deserve. This school doesn't appreciate our band program. Yes, thank you. It's very sad. Given the amount of talent in this room, you deserve to be recognized.
Yes!
Thank you again. Well, my plan is to give you a pep rally for your marching band competitions like we do for our sports teams. You represent our school just like our athletes do. Yes, yes. And secondly, the baseball and football teams both got new uniforms this year, so you should get new uniforms too. Thank you. Thank you very much. And remember to vote Olivia Parker for middle school.
Hi, Zoe.
Maury, what's going on?
Just wanted to tell you that Olivia is stopping by the speech club this afternoon. I thought you might want to grab some sound bites.
Great. Then she'll pull even further ahead.
What's wrong?
You're too good at your job. The race isn't close anymore. No one cares about my interviews and updates. They're all voting for Olivia and moving on with their lives.
Sorry about that.
You've experience with campaigns. What could I write about that would interest people? I mean, since the race is all but decided and everything.
Unfortunately, campaigns that seem to get the most press are the ones where the candidates stir up controversy.
You mean, like, when they say their opponent wears a toupee, or when they take credit for ideas that other people come up with?
Yeah. People love drama, and drama is all about conflict. We're just lucky Matthew and Olivia don't act like some of the real politicians out there.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it, Zoe. You're a great reporter. You'll drum up people's interest again.
Mm-hmm. I'll figure something out.
Oh, come on. It's not that bad. Olivia's beating me by 40 points. She's got the band, the athletes, even the Chinese club supporting her.
Matthew, you just need to do what you do best.
Which is?
Coming up with ways to make the school better.
Well, there was one thing I've been thinking about.
Hey, everyone! Hey! Okay, so, I need some help handing out flyers tomorrow before the debate. And I thought of my drama club friends first, of course. Any volunteers?
Olivia, there's something you should probably know.
What?
Let's talk over here. Watch out for that gorilla costume.
Oh. Furs. Ugh. Hey, what is it?
I'm speaking as someone completely impartial. You know, because everyone in the media has to be. But you ought to know that some of the drama club members are, planning on voting for Matt.
What? Why?
He came in earlier and introduced a plan for the theater expansion, plus a bunch of other improvements.
But improving the theater was my idea. It was...
Right. You were going to make it bigger.
What?
But Matt went to the high school and worked out a way to get their old computerized lighting system and a new sound system. Wouldn't that be amazing?
I can't believe it. How could he?
Wasn't cheating.
The new theater was my idea, Matthew. And you just took it and made it
and
into...
And made it better. And this election is about who has the best ideas.
It's about who's the best leader. And you didn't even think you wanted to run.
That was before I realized I could be a really good president. Better than you. It's not personal, Olivia. It's just politics.
Ah! It's just politics, he says. Can you believe it? Now the whole drama club is gonna vote for him!
He's also come up with ideas for getting sponsors for the different athletic teams. And ways for the Chinese club to fundraise for a trip to Beijing. We're losing our numbers quick.
I can't believe it!
But the election isn't over yet. I have a few ideas.
Mm-hmm. I have some ideas too, Maury. And the first has to do with the computer club.
I thought you decided not to bother with them, since Matthew already has their backing.
I recently learned that people's allegiance is pretty fickle.
Olivia, as your campaign manager, I have to warn you, this isn't the time to start a vendetta against your brother.
Oh, it's not personal, Maury. It's just
politics.
Where are we going, Emily? I have a photo op helping kindergarten students cross the street in 10 minutes.
To the computer lab.
Why?
I got a note in my locker saying you need to be there after school. Whoever put it in there somehow got my combination to my locker. It's strange enough to follow up on. The note was right. What? Look who's talking to the computer club. Olivia. What's she doing?
Tell you how to update your equipment. What you need is someone who can communicate clearly with the administration. Be a voice on your behalf.
And that would be me.
Matthew? I thought you were doing kinder crossing.
Apparently, it's more important for me to be here so I can set the record straight.
Keep your temper, Matthew.
Showing up secretly at computer club when you think I'm not going to be here, that's pretty low.
Oh, well, I'm glad you showed up. You can prove my point. Tell your fellow club members how you're going to address the school board on getting them updated computers and software.
I'll explain how the updated ZR360's processors are far more superior in their processing time.
Boring! The school board just fell asleep because they won't care about technological mumbo-jumbo. They want to be inspired. And I inspire.
You conspire.
You perspire.
You are a worthy opponent. Now, how about we hold off this debate until the official debate tomorrow? Right, Matthew? I mean, Matt?
Right. Tomorrow. We'll see then who the better candidate is.
This is Zoe Grant, the moderator for today's debate between the two candidates for Odyssey Middle School president, Olivia Parker and Matthew Parker. Today's debate is coming to you live via Kids Radio. The big election takes place this afternoon, so the stakes are high. Candidates, are you ready?
Ready?
Yes, thank you, Zoe.
Okay, let's begin. First question, what makes you the best candidate? We'll start with Matt Parker.
Thank you, Zoe. I'm the best candidate because I'm thoughtful and decisive. And once I commit to something, I always follow through.
Yes, and I follow through too. And I also socialize with people and listen to what they want. I will stand up for all the student groups, the band members, the computer club, the athletes.
Athletes? Really? As I recall you saying, and I quote, "The soccer team made more catches this year than the football team." Which is why they both deserve their losing records.
I can't believe
that. Did you see that, Olivia?
Well, yes, but he's taking that completely out of context, so...
I don't know how that can be supportive of our athletes in any context.
Well, okay, you seem to think I'd make a good candidate. You said to me, and I quote, "I don't have the leadership skills you have, Olivia. I'm not as good with people."
Did you say that, Matt?
Well... I've changed my mind since then.
So much for being decisive.
Ooh, this is really dramatic. My next question.
I'd rather have moments of indecision than make rash judgments about people. Like when you said, most people just want someone to tell them what to do.
Oh, wow. That was off the record.
You never said that.
Anything I say in my pajamas is off the record.
But did you actually say that, Olivia?
Okay, whoa. Matthew said, people who don't know how to program a computer should go back to the first grade.
When did I say that?
You were talking in your sleep last Friday. When you were sleeping with your stuffed giraffe, Mr. Snuggles.
Tell us more about that, Olivia.
He used to have an elephant named Mr. Bumbershoot.
Olivia!
Okay, stop. I need to say something.
Emily, this is a debate for the candidates. Please don't interrupt.
This debate needs to get back on track. My candidate is focused on the issues. Right, Matt?
Well, right now, I'm kind of focused on the big zit on Olivia's forehead.
If that's your definition of big, your judgment is really suspect.
It looks like a third eye.
And this debate should focus on how the real issues impact our school in very important ways.
Emily, please don't interrupt.
You should be ashamed of yourself, Zoe. We're Odyssey Middle School. We pride ourselves in being an intelligent, unified student body. We're better than this. My candidate is focused on the real issues, like how to improve the lunch program and finding ways to develop community in the school and adding extracurricular classes that would help prepare students for college someday.
Right. What she said.
Yeah, exactly.
Then let's move on to our next question.
You wanted to see us, Principal Vogler?
Yes, come in, Olivia. Matthew, Emily. I wanted to talk to you all before I announce the election results.
Oh, should we ask Maury to come too? He's my campaign manager.
No need.
Oh, should I leave then?
No, Emily. Actually, you do need to hear this.
Okay.
The results are in, and, well, they are a bit of a surprise.
They surprised you? So Matthew won then.
Why would that surprise him? So it was me?
No, it wasn't you, Matthew, and it wasn't you either, Olivia. The person who received the most votes was you, Emily.
Emily?
What?
Huh?
Me? But I didn't run.
Apparently, the rather uninspiring debate got students questioning both candidates. Someone organized a write-in Emily campaign, sending out texts and emails saying she would make the best president.
You're kidding.
Who was it?
I don't know. But I can't say I'm terribly surprised so many students went along with it, given the way you two handled yourselves in the debate.
Yeah.
So, the only question I have before announcing it, Emily, is, do you want the job?
I don't know. I really thought Matthew was going to win, and I thought that he
You should accept, Emily.
What? Why?
Yeah, Matthew's right. You should do it. You'd make a great president.
Emily, what do you say?
Well, I guess I accept.
Matthew, I'm sorry you didn't win.
Me too. For you, I mean.
I can't believe we acted like that at the debate.
Everyone is calling me Mr. Snuggles.
Oh, I shouldn't have said that on air. Forgive me?
Yeah, I'm sorry too.
I don't know what came over me. Well, at least it's over, and we can go back to normal.
Sometimes I think dysfunction is the Parker normal.
Hey, there's Maury. Maury, wait up!
Hi, Olivia. You doing okay?
Yeah, but I wanted to apologize to you. I talked you into being my campaign manager because it was going to be a classy campaign, and, well, that didn't happen. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's fine. I mean, if you're okay. And I think Emily will make a good president.
Yeah, I think so too.
Then I guess it ended up like it should. Well, I've got to meet my sister. See you around.
Bye. That was easy. Okay, let's go break the news to Mom and Dad that they don't get to be first parents after all.
I hope they're not too crushed. Dad said he was looking forward to visiting my Oval Office, if Mr. Redicop would have allowed me to keep using his supply closet.
Yeah, and he was already calling his bedroom Camp David.
In today's adventure, Matthew and Olivia started out with good intentions. Wanting to be student body president isn't a bad thing. But as we heard, things spiraled out of control. Neither of them set a good example for their fellow students of how a president should act. As Christians, we know that how we act is seen by God and by people around us. Matthew 5:16 says, "Let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven." In everything we do, both big and small, we should be acting in a way that brings glory to God. That means every part of our lives, from how you behave when you're running for student body president to how you treat your brother or sister every day. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Parker for President was written by Kathy Buchanan and directed by Phil Lawler, with sound design by Nathan Jones and music by John Campbell. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Kelly Stables, Justin Felbinger, Christina Pacelli, Natalie Lander, Atticus Schaefer, and John Rubineau. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.